And now artificiality gives us an apparent feeling of warmth, and how in reality we are actually freezing, and how our social duty is just a medium to accomplish a dream that has nothing to do with it. And there's always a preliminary state before one gets the right fluency to act. And the new medium needs to be implied, not to repeat the already established content of the old. And the true nature of our artificial lives lies in a liberal experience of commerce, and one is not to give a good care of something that he no longer feels part of him. And in our social partitioning, the organic proliferation gets substituted with an inorganic capitalization. And when corporations become the dictators of our social exchanges, we are no longer free to decide and have to subdue to their scheme of power. And as the medium becomes more effective, the institutionalization of society becomes more inevitable. And any extreme attempt leads to an unquestioned embracement of the complete opposite. And those practicing the sensibility of their soul are soon offended by the arrogance of modern society and have to constantly take leave from it in order not to grow acid. And our freedom is captured in a technical complexity maneuvering all of our decisions. And once the fundaments get embedded within us, we shall set free for the unpredictable adventures of life. And it isn't a matter of hesitation, but it is a matter of maintaining the coherency in the practice of our philosophy. And when society shows us our limits, we are no longer compelled to an existential faith and find naive to challenge them. Society can be a mean either for the weak or the strong, while the normal has to decide. And if among the strangers we need to mimetize, not to be spotted, among our equals we need to make a difference in order to prevail. And where the technical medium provide us with all the natural necessities, we are no longer subject to a rhythm unless we self-impose it. And any modern construction is soon to become disgraceful and has to be continuously reconstructed from the scratch in order to appeal. And as soon as the matter gets suddenly favored by society, it's quickly spread to all ends of its channels. And when even the last root gets disconnected, we wander in a search without any point of reference. And this satisfaction comes with the emancipation of our human faculties and can only be avoided with a constant training of it. And a strong practice should be trained to overcome even the most vile circumstances. And where the underlying structure is solid, it can stand without any applied ornaments. And even in our social apathy, we shall keep a self-reactive warning for any sign of idleness. And as we succeed in securing a supply for our necessities, we are restless to start anew. And any form of natural mysticism gets faded away by the effective immediacy of the artificial phenomenon. And it is not the artificial landscape that keeps us captured, but an inevitable legacy to a society that can only be diminished by being in its higher hierarchies. Are we to feel familiar with the context of places and people that are turned alien by an increasing introduction of artificiality? A good sense of adaptation comes with the faculty of blurring reality, even though it's kept well delimited. And once a spiritual practice has been enhanced, it can only gain by getting busy with worldly matters, not to stagnate in a meta-reflection. And ever since our natural context has been betrayed, our goal is to upgrade our artificial context into a more technically advanced one. And in the ocean of possibilities opened by the technical mediation and confused by commerce, we are to bounce on each of them in order to identify the right one. And the only ones allowed to succeed are those claiming a role predominating the others. And the creation of a world, whether spiritual or commercial, is our only hope for the conceivement of a positive energy. And it is out of the schedule we require to guarantee our social security that the most interesting exceptions emerges. And eloquence revives our passionate aspirations much further than what the social logic allows. And any mess can be controlled by formatting it, but the formatted element soon gets out of control. And in our personal ignorance, we keep rejecting the stranger unless he gets conventionally accepted. And are we to follow the diminished stream of our nature or the artificial stream breaking all around us? And in our artificially painless existence, any attempt to poetry will sound ridiculous and will degenerate. And any principle should be flexible enough to allow at least a bit of its contradiction. And the very medium that initially spread democracy is the medium that later will control it and influence it. And those primarily concerned with their status will never be able to conceive anything with an independent life. And where quick deliverance finds quick consumption, more substance will be required, making the overall effort much greater. And the very machines that have ended our relationship with the wilderness are now controlling it and thus prohibiting its self-sustainable development. And if on one side we need solitary confrontation with nature, on the other side, we urge an artificial confrontation with society. And it is in the blinding expectation of the new that we are ready to abandon the traditional settings providing us with a complete balance. And any great ideal will need society to be realized, and in the process we'll have the same society to affect it. And we shall constantly remember the original principles that first got us out, looking after the resources in order to realize them. And the real danger lies in the irreversible immediacy of the technology that can be inflicted to us and our nature. And purity is evoked by a perfection that only the undisturbed process of time can fabricate. And it isn't about preventing us from being a social player, but it is about making sure that the sensibility is always running in the background. And if on one side is the love to cultivate our intimacy, on the other is the confrontation to resist in a society that has first pervaded. An openness to our society occurs when we stop relying exclusively to it and open to other societies. And the speculation of ourselves comes when society keeps the base for our primary needs uncertain. And one has to fight with himself to re-emerge from the social spell and temporarily obtain his integrity. And once we project ourselves completely to our future expectations, the present can collapse unguarded. And it could be a matter of waiting how time resolves our inconvenience of being new in an old society. And as the least, one should make sure to leave a poetic trace of his existence.